The stakes couldn't be higher. Temperatures worldwide could increase by 4 to 11 degrees by the year 2100 unless nations reduce their emissions of greenhouse gases. A United Nations gathering on climate change is set for next month in Poland, but California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is not waiting. Today he welcomed hundreds of high-ranking officials for a climate change summit in Beverly Hills. Molly Peterson covers the environment for Southern California Public Radio in Los Angeles. She is at the summit. Molly, I know that Arnold Schwarzenegger has prided himself in his attention to climate change, but why would a state governor host a meeting and call on world leaders to come?
Well, in the United States, obviously the federal government has the power to make treaties with other countries and to regulate interstate commerce, but the United States Congress has chosen not to exercise much of its power when it comes to setting greenhouse gas limits. In California, on the other hand, the state has used as much of its legal authority as it possibly could to step in and regulate greenhouse gas emissions, including a bill known in the state as AB 32, which was passed several years ago, which we've been implementing. And that bill aims to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2020. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger referenced that bill in talking about the difficulties California's had getting stuff done about greenhouse gas emissions and limiting them, and here's what he had to say.
We also have faced obstacles on the federal level with the federal government, especially when we passed AB 32 to make a commitment to lower our greenhouse gas emissions. They were as enthusiastic about that than people were seeing my first movie, Hercules in New York, which is a movie that went right in the toilet just to show of what the great enthusiasm was there. Yeah.
So when the governor speaks, who's listening? Who's there and what's on the agenda for them?
They're expecting 800 to 1,000 people here. They're representatives of about a dozen countries, some from major polluters like China, India, Indonesia, Brazil. There aren't national-level representatives here. So it's a little bit, as we might say in Los Angeles, a B-list rather than an A-list roster of celebrities here.
Now, there was one national leader and soon-to-be president who also spoke out today, and I understand he got a pretty positive reception there.
Well, it was strange to see delegates in the international ballroom here at the Beverly Hilton applauding a man who was on a big projected screen and not physically in the room, and that was President-elect Barack Obama, who delivered a live satellite-fed message. Among the things that President-elect Obama talked about were the upcoming conferences to consider the reevaluation of the language of the Kyoto Protocol, which are taking place next month in Poznan, Poland, and next December in Copenhagen, Denmark. He delivered news that the international community very much approved of. Let's hear what he had to say.
Now is the time to confront this challenge once and for all. Delay is no longer an option. Denial is no longer an acceptable response. The stakes are too high. The consequences too serious.
That, again, President-elect Barack Obama speaking on a big screen there to the assembled crowd in Beverly Hills. By the way, I know that there are some states that are actually signing agreements with some countries. What is that about?
Well, the details are slow in coming, but there seems to be some memorandums of understanding and some state-level agreements. Governor Kathleen Sebelius is here from Wisconsin. Governor Jim Doyle is here. And they're signing agreements in Indonesia and Brazil relating to forestry policy.
That's very interesting. But I guess when it comes to a bigger picture approach, that's something that people there might be leaving up to the federal government and people like Barack Obama.
There's only so much a state can do. California's really worked to the limits of its legal authority in the United States. And there was something poignant about seeing Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger clapping for President-elect Barack Obama, who's policies regarding the environment and climate change in particular are similar to and in some cases more aggressive than his own.
Molly Peterson covering the governor's Global Climate Change Summit in Beverly Hills, California. Thanks a lot, Molly.
Thanks, Lisa.